half hour. Last Sunday morning, the pastor asked me if I could teach the adult Sunday school class. For a second, I thought to myself, yeah, that's not the class downstairs. That's the one upstairs. He said, don't worry, it's just like giving two devotions back to back. I thought to myself, great. My devotions are usually 5 minutes, so 10 minutes, yeah, I can do that. You pray for me this morning. I have felt that you have been praying all week. Bringing a lesson in the house of the Lord is, it's a serious matter. And I get spoiled listening to our pastor preach. He's got the best outlines and he hits every point perfectly. I would like to talk about time this morning. Time is something everyone is aware of. God created time. He created everything over a period of time. The sun, moon, stars, earth, animals, humans. The Bible is the truest history book full of recorded time. Now time, the definition of time, the measured or measurable period during which an action, process, or condition exists or continues. Time is very precious to us. Once spent or passed, it can never be brought back. Time can be measured many ways throughout life. Where are we this morning? All week, I've been asking myself, am I part-time? Am I full-time? Or am I all the time? Sadly to say, I've been in all places, but only want to desire to be all the time in God. We'll talk about different lengths of time, being part-time, full-time, and all the time, and then we'll talk about some of the uses of time. All through my high school years, I worked part-time at Parker's Greenhouse. This amount of time was a set limit for me because there's laws about how many hours a young teenager can work. Although I breached that limit many times, I was still not considered full-time. A few years fast forward to 1998, I was just married and had an interview with an electrical contractor. Everything went well except at the end he said he wanted me to start out as part-time. I knew I needed full-time status because, well, I had bills to pay. I had a house to pay for, a car payment, consumer's bill. So I knew I needed full-time work. Amazingly, he said, okay, you're hired full-time. Another example of part-time and full-time is Larry and Brad. Larry's put in many years of full-time status at his business and now is on a part-time or as-needed basis. Brad works full-time, plus some. Now insurance, on the other hand, is neither part-time or full-time. We expect our insurance will cover us whether an accident happens at 8 a.m. or 8 p.m., on a Monday or a Thursday, in October or February. This would be an example of all the time. We didn't call our pastor to be a part-time pastor, a full-time pastor, but we called him to be an all-time pastor. The pastoring doesn't quit when the church doors are closed, but follows him home 24/7, 365 days a year. I have a few verses that gives us assurance of all the time through God, and we'll turn to Psalms 139. Start out in Psalms. Psalm 139, I'd like to read the first 12 verses. The psalmist says, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day, and the darkness and the light are both alike to thee. God shows us in these verses that he's always there. He's there every time. He's there everywhere, all the time. In Jeremiah 23, and verse 24, verse 24, can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? Again, he's saying he's everywhere, all the time. God is omnipresent. So we have seen time as being a noun, or time as a thing. Now I'd like to talk about the use of time. And there's three different ways, and there's more than just three, but the three I studied and looked on, one being wasting time, two, making time, and three, spending time. Wasting time, I view wasted time as time spent in the hog pen. The hog pen being anywhere away from God, any place that you wouldn't want to be if Jesus appeared next to you. This time alone from God, trying to make life work without God. Sadly to say, I've been there many times, and it just doesn't work on your own. We look in Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5 and verse 16 and 17. It says, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Now, it's hard to know and understand what the will of the Lord is when you're in that hog pen and you have no desire of talking to him. We also see in Colossians 3, verse 23, says, in whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men. So we're not wasting our time if we're doing it heartily to God. and not doing it unto men. We're working for Him. We're studying for Him. Everything we do, we should do for Him. In Proverbs 6, we have another example. Proverbs 6, verse 9 through 11. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? How long are you going to be in that hog pen? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that travaileth, and thy want as an armed man. In Ephesians 4 it says, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. You're not wasting your times if you're using your hands to labor, if you're actually doing something instead of stealing. Another way how we can use time is to make time. No, we don't have a machine that we turn on that makes time, but rather reallocate how we use our time. We make time for what's important to us. And if we're not making time for God, then it's obvious, no, He's not on our list. In 2 Peter 3, verse 18 says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. First Timothy 4, but refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. Second Timothy says, study to show thyself approved. If we make time to study, it says, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So how do we make time for godly things in our life? It could be that our whole lifestyle needs changing. Our whole life turned upside down. And that's hard for a lot of people to do. That's hard for anyone to grasp. You want me to do what? You want me to read my Bible? You want me to go to church? You want me to, you know, act like a Christian? That's, for a lot of people, that's hard to do. It could be that we need to get rid of some more of that stuff. That's been preached on many times. Things that occupy most of our spare time. Things that take time, our time, away from drawing closer unto God. The last way how we use our time is spending time. All of us spend our time every day doing something. I spend time at work. I spend time sleeping. I spend time with my spouse and kids. Spending time with a loved one provides the opportunity to truly come to know that person. Spending time with God is no different. When you're alone with God, we draw closer to Him and get to know Him in a different way than we do with any other person. Pastor has preached many times and said this many times. He says, you don't really know someone until you spend time with them. You might know about them. You might know, you know, where they work. You know, you might know a few things, but you don't really know them. I'd like to turn to Matthew 6 and verse 6. This is part of the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew 6:6, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and the Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. And skip down a few more verses to verse 33, and this is the best example that I can think of in what's written in our Bible as far as spending time. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, in verse 33. If you spend time, he's telling us to spend time, he's telling us the very first thing you should do, first of all, is seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We need to wait patiently on the Lord and trust that his perfect timing is best. God constantly warns us to stop trying to speed things up and do things on our own strength. I've got one more verse I'd like to read, and this is in Proverbs 16. Proverbs 16 and verse 25. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. There's a way that our humanly, fleshly mind, you know, thinks is right. But if it doesn't have God leading us, it's always going to fail. And I've got one thing that I wanted to end with, just basically a statement, and it sums up this whole lesson. And I ask myself this, and this is how I want the rest of my days to be, is I ask myself to stop wasting time and make time to spend time with God. With that, I'd like to ask Brother Larry if he would dismiss us in a word of prayer.